Hello everyone, this is Ryan Hoover with Product Hunt Radio. We're on the roof here, and so I apologize for the wind and the seagulls that you can probably hear. Yeah, I know. Today I'm here with another Ryan, and Ari and Gwen, and they're all building stuff. You're 19, is that right, Ryan?
We got 20, 17, and 18.
17, okay, that's right. Okay.
They didn't see who you were pointing to.
Oh yeah, that's
it's audio. Yeah, it's all audio. Anyway, what are you guys working on? How about you, Ryan?
So better, Ryan. I'm working on, my main project is an app called Finish. It's the to-do list for procrastinators. It's basically works because your tasks are all in short, mid, and long-term time frames. We move them up over time. It's got some really cool kind of concepts behind it, and it's free on the App Store.
Sweet. It wasn't free at first, right?
It wasn't free at first. Yeah. We were initially 99 cents, and then we sold about 50,000 at 99 cents. And then as much as we'd like to pretend, high school kids just don't pay for apps, so we went free. Because we're really targeted at like the high school and student market.
Yeah, I think that's not just high school students. I don't pay for a lot of apps. When I see 99 cents, I'm like, I got to think about that. You know, that's a third of a Phil's coffee.
I saw this thing. It talked about like, there was, I think John Gruber wrote it a while ago, the analogy of like, you won't pay $5 for an app, but you'll pay $5 for like a coffee without thinking.
Yeah.
And his analogy of it, I think it was Gruber, he was like, well, yeah, but there's also not a shelf of free coffee that's just about as good right next to it.
Yep, exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Which I kind of thought made sense.
Yeah. Ari, you just showed me workflow?
Workflow, yeah.
Workflow. And I actually saw this. I saw this online somewhere because it was one of the winners of MHACS, what, 2 or 3 months ago?
Yeah. It was about 6 months ago, yeah.
6 months ago. Okay, damn.
Top of
time
designer
is flying.
News for a day.
Was it really?
It was.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
About to be top of product, hun.
Hopefully, yeah.
Maybe someday.
Yeah, so what is Workflow, for those that don't know?
Sure, so Workflow is an automation tool for iOS that lets you sort of actually build your own apps by just sort of dragging and dropping actions. It's kind of like Automator, but for iOS.
Yeah. Yeah, and you also compared it to Ift. For me, I'm more familiar with like If This and That, which I don't know how that works on... If This and That has an iOS app, but it
doesn't.
Yeah, so
If This and That,
right?
If This and That is sort of about linking together different cloud services.
Yeah.
So you say, you know, I want something to happen every time I get an email or every time I get a tweet or something like that. Whereas Workflow is actually about like making your own apps that run on your device.
Cool.
So it's a little different, but it, you know, it's also kind of, you know, the same like vein of automation tools. Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet. What about you, Gwen? You just moved from the East Bay 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. So I just moved to San Francisco.
Nice.
So it's great being in the city, great having a shorter commute. So I work on more enterprise-y stuff. So I work on a CRM app, so customer relationship management. I'm doing product design there. So it's quite fun working on this fat UI layer over a fat database. So
Nice. So there's a product that was on Product Hunt maybe 3 days ago, and Daniel, he texted me the night before, and he's like, hey, I got this cool product I want to put on Product Hunt, and he sent me a picture, and it was my face, and the app...
It's all downhill from there.
Yeah. Well, first it was my face, and so I was intrigued. I'm like, okay, you have me interested. It's this weird-looking, emoji-like-looking picture of my face, and he launched it, and it's up to, like, 200-plus upvotes right now, but... Ryan, you've been playing with it. You met up with him last night or something?
Yeah, so I've been playing with it for the last couple of days because
wait,
I just thought
say,
it
you
was...
You say what the name of the thing is.
The thing is called Imoji or Emoji or it's the letter I and then Moji. No one really knows how to say it. Don't yell at me, Daniel. So basically, yeah, what it is is... I was a little confused on it at first because like it seems like it would need to be more complicated than it actually is.
Yeah.
But basically what it is you upload a picture, you find a picture on Google... And then you, like, trace around it. It draws a little white border and draws a little shadow. And then just makes, like, the rest around it transparent. So it, like, fits in little viewer and iOS messages. Or, I guess, any device. And then it just, like, share sheets it straight over to the Messages app. And it's, like, a custom-made emoji that's, like, treated like an image, but it looks like an emoji. And it's weirdly fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's weirdly fun. And I've had Ryan Hoover's face sent to me a couple times, so that's always a plus.
Know what my favorite part about this is you can create your own emoji, whatever it's called.
Let's just stick with emoji.
Emoji. Let's go emoji for the rest of the show until we're corrected. So you can create your own emoji, and you can make it public, and anyone can now search for it and find it and use it.
And you can see how many times it's been sent, too.
Yeah, yeah, actually, I've not checked. How many times is my... I made a Glass Hole Kitty, a Product Hunt Glass Hole Kitty. Did you see that one?
Do you have that logo on the site, or is awesome. It just, like, the orange pea? That's nice and all, but it's no Glass Hole Kitty.
No, yeah, the Glass Hole Kitty is our maintenance page right now, so that's the only time you'll see Glass Hole Kitty. But Glass Hole Kitty has been shared 143 times, which is not bad. You're doing all right, Kitty. And what I love about that is, over time, there's going to be so many different emojis created, and some of them are of celebrities or event-based stuff or timely things, and it'll be just fascinating to see what happens over time.
It's so, like, when someone said custom emojis, I'm like, do they do some weird thing where they, like, you know, make a custom keyboard and do some weird Unicode-y stuff?
So cool.
But it's just so simple. I was just surprised when I saw how simple it was. Like, it's cool. I was just surprised that it hadn't been a thing before.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's really straightforward. It's neat, though. It's fun to play with.
I was telling Ryan about this in the car ride over, but for some reason, a lot of my friends who are, like, younger, who are not in tech, like, I have had several people send me Facebook messages over the past couple of months asking me how to make emoji. Like, it is something that regular people specifically want to do.
I've never been asked that. Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe you're seen as, like, an emoji expert.
My friend Alex just sent me a message. She's like, I want a burrito emoji. I want it now. I want a burrito emoji. How do I make a burrito emoji?
And I thought she just said, I want a burrito, and I'm like, we're on the same page.
Or both.
Or both.
Yeah, she wants both. I've seen some nacho emojis.
Nacho-gies.
Some hamburger emojis. I don't know about the cheese, but that can happen. You can make that. It's cool. It's a cool, fun app.
We should just do, like, an emoji food set.
Yes.
We should have Daniel do that. Just, like, preload a bunch of food.
Oh, you know what that reminds me of? Not really anything to do with food, but Matt from Circa.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw his Buscemi collection.
Oh, yeah.
It was eight Buscemi heads, you know, with different emotions.
Didn't, like, Steve Buscemi just, like, get on it for some reason? I think Daniel's like, yeah, he just used it, and we don't really know where he found it.
Oh, did he?
It,
okay.
It was him or, like, another one like that, and Daniel's like, yeah, and then the Circa guy made all of his faces, and I'm like, all right.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, my God, these are so good.
We're looking at them right now. They are pretty great.
Yeah.
They're mesmerizing. How many times have they been sent?
How do you tell?
Oh, if you hold on it, you should see the number.
Six.
Wait, why are they all six? Oh, 9, 11, 47. Okay.
47.
So what's cool,
a good one.
Some serious innovation going on over here.
Look at that.
Oh, that is cool.
What's great about emoji is that, you know, it's not trying to build another messaging client where you have to have your other friends get on to actually use the service. Yeah. It's just an easy way to create images and then share them on iMessage.
And it's just emoji.com, right?
Yeah. I believe so, yeah.
Does it work? Like,
okay, Art, you really just sent me a Steve Buscemi face.
I had to. Does it work if you send it to, like, someone who is, like, an Android phone?
It'll just send as an MMS.
It's just an image.
It's just an image, yeah.
Have you seen other apps like this, or are you playing with any others that are primarily based on creating interesting content, whether it's video or images and sharing an iMessage or SMS?
I actually haven't seen any, like, custom makes, like, an image for... I mean, obviously there's, like, Facebook stickers and Path stickers and all that stuff, but in terms of... I'm a little surprised that Facebook has never let you make custom stickers, because they don't, do they?
No.
I feel like that would have gone over well, but I guess they weren't that issue.
So what are you guys playing with? What are you, Ari? Anything new?
Oh, that's
other
a
than
question.
Your own app?
Other than my own
Overcast?
App. Oh, man, I've been spending so much time on working on my own app. Let's see. Yeah, well, I just downloaded Overcast.
It's Marco Arment's new podcast thing that is finally out.
Right. Yeah. I've heard a bunch of cool stuff about it. I haven't really gotten a chance to play with it yet, but I've just been starting to, like, get back into podcasts after taking a break for a couple years. It looks pretty cool at first glance. It's easy to, like, add podcasts and stuff. Probably all podcast clients make that easy. I'm curious why it doesn't automatically... and maybe it's just not possible, but using the iOS media library stuff, I'm curious why it doesn't actually access my iOS media library and sort of try and guess which podcasts I'm listening to based on that.
I think... I thought Marco wrote something about that, but I can't remember what he
probably.
Said, but I think there's, like, they wrote something about that.
Right.
Probably some legitimate sounding reason, but I don't know.
From the APIs I've looked at, I think you should be able to get, like, the name of
thing.
The podcast, at least.
And then plug that into search.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So I've been using it. I'm a longtime Stitcher user, not because I'm, like, a huge Stitcher fan. It's just I have my podcast there and it works. And I switched to Overcast recently, but it doesn't stream podcasts, and you have to download them beforehand every time. And I find that frustrating because I open it up in the morning, and I know that I'm going to have a new podcast that morning because that's the regular schedule. And now I'm like, wait a minute, it's not ready yet.
Does it do background downloading or no?
It doesn't. As far as I know, unless I'm missing something, it hasn't done background downloading.
I don't know why they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, yeah, it just downloads it once I open it up, and, you know, I usually open it up about once a day or so. And so that's my only complaint.
Is it possible you've background refresh turned off for it or something?
I haven't manually turned it off. I could be wrong. Maybe it's just, I don't know.
I haven't
really... Seems like it would be an obvious enough feature.
Yeah, I haven't really checked it out at all, because honestly... I've never really been a podcast person, other than Product Hunt Podcast, which I love. I love you. But I've never really been a podcast person. But now that apparently podcast apps are the new thing, I feel like I should just check it out, so at least I can check out all the apps.
Dude, I got into podcasts back in the iTunes 4.7 days. That was when they added podcasts to iTunes, and it was so good.
No, I thought it was 4.7.3. What do you mean?
It might have been 4.9. Oh my God. I think 4.7 might have been the iTunes Music Store, and 4.9 was podcast. I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, here's another one. So Jeremy Olson, who's a good friend, who, yes, has two different colored eyebrows for reasons that I don't believe anyone will ever know. Hi, Jeremy. He's from a company called Tappity, which made... they won the Apple Design Award back in, I think it was 2011 or 2010, for an app called Grades, which was, like, a super pretty, back then, skeuomorphic, but everyone was cool with that. Like, kind of like Grades and exam calculator. Like, what do you need to get on this to, you know, make this grade in the class and stuff? And it was actually really cool. And they had lots of cool design stuff. Jeremy, so Tappity is this little, like, it's like, I think, like, him, his family, and like, his little brother, who's, like, 10, I know, made, like, a Flappy Bird with him. Like, it's a really cool little group of people. And so basically, after, like, 2 years in development, he launched this app called Hours, and I helped him out with some of the launch stuff, and it's really cool. It's, like, it's basically for, like, time tracking for, like, yeah, freelancers or creatives or, you know, when you have to bill someone for the hours you've done, that kind of stuff. He used, I remember this because
Is it a mobile app or
a web? Yeah, it's an iOS app. It does that, it uses like Facebook Pop and all the really pretty animations. And it's just a really nice UI, like layout of different timers, and it'll like export a CSV and plug into like different, you know, corporate time tracking systems and stuff. Mm. And it's just super pretty, and they got a bunch of featuring on the App Store. I think it's I think $5, which is obviously, you know, high compared to a lot of stuff, even though maybe it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's said how many downloads they've gotten exactly, but from what he told me, it's done really well so far. It's pretty neat.
Yeah. I've heard good things about it, but I've also seen so many of those apps, those time tracking apps.
For sure.
And I get why. It's because the people that are building them are the people that have that problem with tracking their time.
For sure.
But I'm skeptical that we need another one, you know.
Have you seen this app Tinker?
Oh yeah, those guys. I met those guys at WWC.
Yeah.
It's like
cool.
They're really like zen. It's like super soothing,
right? Yeah, it's really, so you sort of like pinch outward with your fingers, and then you just sort of say like, okay, I want to, like, you know, get through my emails for the next 15 minutes, and then you hit go, and then it's just like, it's just really pretty, and it gives you like a visual
indicator. It's like a little Pomodoro-y, but not quite, just in terms of like lots of short little timers for specific tasks.
Yeah. What's the deal with the gesture thing? Is it just for fun?
Yeah, they kind of just went with it. I remember, I'm trying to think, I can't remember who it is, but they showed it to me at WWC, and I thought it was really cool. I think it has some like cool little like zen sound effects and stuff. It's got nice like dark UI.
Yeah.
It's a neat little thing. I kind of like it.
Yeah. No, it's really cool.
Do you use any other apps like that that are used for productivity or focus or anything? There have been a lot of them on productivity.
I've heard of one called Finish.
I have something in my throat.
Except for Finish.
What other than Finish?
Jesus, Finish. God, what dorks.
Yeah, why would you?
I go analog and have my own little personal sticky note scrum board.
Yeah, I was just telling Ryan how I keep most of my tasks just in a text file. It's not as cool as a sticky board, but like I just literally have a text file, like delete things when they're done.
For like writing ideas, like I've started to write more and more. And I keep, like, writing ideas because they're totally, you know, not time-sensitive. Like, you know, like, intro sentences or, like, different stuff. I keep those in a text file.
Yeah.
But anything else I put in Finish, I always have a frightening number of things in Finish.
Have you guys seen TiddlyWiki?
No, this sounds kind of made up. Like, I'm not sure if that's a real thing.
The .com was available, so...
Yeah, really.
No, so it's really Product old. Thomas. It's from maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago. Well, it's better if I show it to you, but it's interesting. It's like a little personal wiki that you just sort of make new, like, little articles, and it's all web-based, and then you just... I just sort of
Is it like a CMS for wiki stuff?
So it, I don't know what you mean by wiki stuff. It's just sort of like a personal like place for you to put notes.
Okay.
And then the idea was, and it's a little older now, but the idea was you would like put it, you would have it on a USB stick, and then like you would just be able to like put that in, and like you can modify it, and it's actually stored on the USB stick itself. Like this is like really like 7 years ago, but then there, I have an online version. I don't know. I wish there was something. There's actually probably a lot of stuff like that.
Think
like basically
your
Evernote,
of that
but
is like email.
No. It's for like it's basically like Evernote except more like
listy.
No. Like okay. you can sort of make links from one thing to another thing, and you can like do cool.
Seems like almost
stuff.
CMS.
Yeah, it is kind of like a CMS. Yeah. You can like
what's
put LaTeX in there. I used to take all my math notes in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll show it to you sometime. It's
okay,
called
cool.
TiddlyWiki.
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 TiddlyWiki sounds like that little thing from like third grade with the little thing you flick into the bowl, right? Remember that?
I don't know.
Was that after your
time? It sounds like a Nickelodeon TV show, though. Like, welcome to TiddlyWiki. On today's episode. Yeah. Yes.
We'll pour green goopling people. Welcome to Nickelodeon. They seem to do that. I don't really get it.
Yes. Yes.
Good summary.
They do that, though, don't they? Like, every other commercial on Nickelodeon is like, some famous person's getting green goop poured on them. Like,
yeah. So these are all of my TiddlyWiki, like, they call them tiddlers. And so I
just getting lamer.
So
I'm sorry. Like
these are my math notes from January 1st, 2012.
You sure you want to share those? Like, it seems kind of private. Tiddlers, I don't know.
Yeah, like, as much as we can argue about the name workflow, at least by comparison, you know we're in great shape.
Thanks, Ryan.
I love
appreciate
you.
Appreciate that.
What about you, Gwen? Do you have any crazy-sounding apps that you're playing with?
Yeah, I mean, I have, like, my standard favorite apps, but some cool ones that have come out are some new design tools. So Ionic Creator is this new design tool that's coming out that sounds really interesting. They have this component library, and you can drag all those components in, and it's based off of this framework, which is Ionic Framework. Mm-hmm. And they're doing some stuff in mobile that will be really exciting because you can really play with stuff and really, like, segment out different parts of your UI.
Is it, like, mm-hmm. for, like, I'm just trying to sense, is it, like, for animations, or is it just, like, a bunch of
It's for
pre-made
rapid
stuff?
Mock-ups and prototypes.
Okay.
So you can get, like, a real mobile app really quickly.
Okay.
Do they have an existing product? I feel like I've heard of it.
They have an existing product called Ionic Framework.
Yeah.
And then this is just like a GUI for it.
Oh, okay, neat.
Yeah.
Have you, do you use that like Tihanlax iOS UI PSD?
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. I thought everyone used that, but here's a question.
Oh, well, I mean, use the Sketch stuff now. But.
I'm too lazy.
Did they make a Sketch version, or?
Well, Sketch 3 shipped with a template.
I do gotta get
by
a
them.
Sketch. Fine.
You need to get
yeah,
it.
Everyone makes it sound so good.
Yeah.
Everyone, I know. Even for me, I'm not a designer, but I feel like I need to get on the bandwagon.
It just took me so long to be so comfortable in Photoshop, and now I'm really happy about it. And
you gotta see what strings.
I'll
you
check
can
it. I'll check it.
It.
So I've been playing with Chords Composer more.
Oh my god, I love Chords Composer.
with the Facebook thing with Origami.
I mean, so yes, Origami's awesome. I built a lot of non-Origami things in. Composer.
Have you used Avocado by IDEO?
No, what's that?
So they shipped like additional tools on top of Origami. so they're going like three levels deep.
Apple can't seem to
right
decide
now.
Whether or not to deprecate Course Composer, but other companies
I mean,
will essentially rebuild it for them. What a deal!
Okay, so what advantages do you find over like using Course Composer versus building something in Xcode? Is it just quicker or?
So I love Course Composer as a thing. I've used Chords Composer to prototype some animations and stuff. I've never used Chords Composer to prototype an entire app. I've actually used Chords Composer primarily to do like television, like graphics production stuff.
Okay.
Which
really?
Is like, I'll show it to you.
Not like
I love
After Effects or something?
Huh. No. Like live production. I actually built like a TV news graphics system.
Speaking of Chords Composer and animation and stuff. Am I the only one who still uses paper and doesn't have the main Facebook app? Because I just really like paper.
Opened it once, and it's not because I don't like it. I have no need for more news. I'm just overwhelmed.
I literally never swiped the other categories anything than by accident.
Yeah.
I just like it better for Facebook. I wish I could just get rid of all the other categories, because, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But I just like it. I don't know. I feel like I'm the only one.
I barely use my phone for consuming media.
Okay.
To be perfectly honest. Really? I consume media all on my computer. it's just quicker because I have this thing where I like triple tap to open a new tab, and I just triple tap basically every link on my computer screen.
Is that a little Chrome thing, or is that like Better Touch Tool?
A Better Touch Tool.
Ooh, that's
I really, really like it. It also gives me like window snapping and stuff.
Okay. Right. Safari on iOS needs a like open new tab in background.
Yeah, that's right? so that's what my triple tap is.
No, it's not.
It's awesome.
No, it's because I always use Reader for like any news I'm reading on iOS, so I think of it.
So
a,
you can
as a
open
thing.
A new tab, but it will switch to the new tab when you open it. Whereas what Gwen's talking about is like, oh, she's on a website and she wants to open a new tab without actually switching to it right now.
I don't know why
right
I always
now.
Felt like that was a thing. Is it on iPad?
I don't think so.
Really? I like to batch process all my tabs.
Yeah.
Right. I'll open them all up and then I'll
and
go
just
through them.
Some people do that on Product Hunt. They'll look and they'll scan through the list and they'll open up a new tab, like maybe 5 to 10 products.
Does it default to a new tab or does it?
It does, yeah. Okay. But they want to just like open up 5 at once and then look at the product pages afterwards.
Do you guys use like Pocket or Instapaper? Because I never got into it. I never got into either of those.
So here's what I do to make sure I don't have tab overload is I use this extension called OneTab.
Yeah.
So OneTab is super handy in the sense that you just click on a button and all your tabs collapse into this list.
Is it like...
It's fantastic, yeah.
I should be using that because I have at least 40 tabs right now.
Oh, it just auto-saves tabs?
This is one window. I have two windows open right now. And I can't even read what the title bar says.
Oh, yeah. When it gets to, like, just the favicon and then, like, half the favicon,
you
know you're
in bad shape. And then when you lose
the favicon, you're... Yeah, because Chrome is just like, two letters, one letter, favicon, half a favicon, gone.
Yeah, and then you're just... No. No, so
no
there's an app called Fuse. Again, this is another app I don't know how to pronounce. It's spelled Fuse, but there's this
Does it
random
have, like, a little
Y.
Accent?
There's a random Y right after the F. Fusey? Fuse? I'm not sure.
Wait,
they French?
F-Y? That's not even...
F-Y-U-S-E.
I don't think anyone's tongue works that way.
So this is a great app to demo.
Sorry.
This is a great app to demo on a radio show because you can't see it.
It's
kind of like Scene. If you've seen Scene, it's very
similar.
Oh, the
3D thing that somehow kind of sort of works really
well? Yeah, so you take a photo of something and you start, like I can take a photo right now of the camera that we're looking at right now. Hmm. And I can start rotating it around.
We're looking at a camera?
Microphone. Same thing.
A talking camera.
So I can start rotating and sort of filming around the mic, and it starts stitching it together
That sounds just like Scene.
Yeah, it's very similar. It seems to be a little bit smoother than Scene.
Is Scene
from my
still
experience.
A thing? Because I remember everyone thought it was cool when it came out, and I haven't heard of it.
Well,
since.
I mean, all of these apps, you know, they're
the
very novel
really
at first,
cool.
But it takes a lot of work to actually create content like this, and you also can't share it very easily.
Like,
you have to go to a website and download
this large
image.
Like Cycloramic, do you guys remember?
The thing
very
that like
similar,
blew his mind because it like actually turned your phone with the vibrator
around. Yeah,
yeah. So
I didn't think you had that fine-grained control over it. I thought it was just on or off. I didn't know you could, like, set the frequency and stuff.
You might set the frequency just by turning it on and off really fast. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. I always wonder how they did that.
Misha, actually, I think, was the first one that showed me that. And it's a great bar trick, you know?
Yeah.
You really gotta check this out. It's magic.
You realize that only works in Silicon Valley, right? Is a bar trick. Everyone's
Probably.
Like, put your phone away.
No, I think that works. I think everyone is impressed by your phone turning itself around.
Yeah. So I just took a fuse.
I don't know, man.
I just took a fuse. Now, when you rotate the phone, you know, you can now look into the picture.
Oh, that's neat.
It's not a great example. I think there are a few really cool pictures that I've seen on here. One guy was snowboarding, or no, he's wakeboarding, and it was really cool just to see, like, the motion.
The issue that I always see with those, whether it's, like, you know, a Scene or a fuse or, like, Lytro or any of those, like, kind of, like, novel camera things, is that it's always shown with, like, you know, the stock image that they took,
and
it's
amazing.
Super awesome.
Yep.
And, like, I know the camera is capable of doing that, or the software is capable of doing that. Like, no one doubts that. It's just no one is as experienced using it as the dudes who made it, or the ladies who made it. And I can just never get it to be that cool.
Yeah.
Like, I played with a friend's Lytra, I'm like, and it barely worked.
Yeah.
Like, because I know it can do it. I just feel like I'm not good enough, annoying.
Have you guys seen this new app called Matter?
No.
It was featured
it sounds familiar.
Recently, like last Thursday.
What
so
is it?
So, it puts, like, these objects, a lot of like geometric objects, onto a photo, and you can modify the effects, and you have to see it to understand, because it's really, really quite unique.
So I saw it, I didn't download it. Mm-hmm. I saw it was $1.99, and so I hesitated.
The struggle.
Yeah, I mean, okay, see,
life is
so
hard.
Cool.
Life
is hard. I'm gonna get a lot of crap for complaining about $2 app prices.
You are.
So I saw what it looked like, but it's so hard to achieve the effects that they created in their images. Yeah. But it's really, really interesting to
play
with.
It's by the same people that made some other app that I recently played with. Do you remember the name? I'll have to look it up afterwards. I'm not sure. Oh, wow. I just looked at... This looks delicious. I'm looking at a fuse of some, like, roast beef sandwich. Oh.
Shalom.
It looks so
good. It's almost dinner time.
Yeah. I don't always take pictures of my food, but when I do, they're always in 3D.
Always.
Yeah.
It looks a lot yummier that way.
Is there really not
any... They made Union and Fragment.
That's right. Fragment is a really cool app. Have you played with it?
No. I haven't.
Is that game where you're, like, stuck in a maze?
No. It's a photo app, and it's paid, and I paid for it. And it was worth it.
I know. He says, barely believing himself.
Yeah.
I paid for it.
What's rad is you take a photo, and then you can either manually choose different fragments. It can kind of manipulate the photo and then change different filters and colors. I'll add, like, a picture maybe in the podcast here. But my favorite part is the randomize feature, where you just click a button and it randomly chooses different colors and different fragments, and it just looks really cool every single time. Yeah. And then you can keep randomizing until you find something you like.
It gets very, like, novel, made for Instagram. Like, they do some really cool stuff.
One quick question. Honestly, with all the apps for selfies and shots and all that, how has no one done, or unless I don't know about it, a social network for only pictures of food? Like, as awful as it sounds, I feel like it would work.
I'm sure there are a bunch
of there was an app called, I'm forgetting the name right now, but it was exactly that about 2 or 3 years ago.
Instagram? I mean, like what's the difference Instagram? Between having an app for pictures of food and just putting them on Instagram?
People do apps for selfies.
Well, so if I remember correctly, I don't remember the name of it.
Yo.
She ended up selling it was a female founder. She was inspired when she went to Japan when she saw a lot of people taking photos of their food. And that was, I believe...
You don't see that here?
Well, this was, again, like 3 or 4 years ago, so it was a little bit different time.
We weren't cool enough back then to take photos.
Before phones were invented.
Yeah.
Before food was invented.
Yeah. They ended up exiting, I think, for like $10 million, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. All right.
So...
Point retracted.
There was a time. There was a time for that.
Do you guys remember Hipstamatic?
Yeah, you got... Yeah. I knew it was a thing, like, a while ago, and you showed this to me yesterday. You're like, have you heard it? I'm like, yeah, like, 5 years ago.
I've poured so much... That's the one app I've poured the most money into.
How much digital film have you bought, Gwen?
Wait. They really sell you digital film?
Yeah, for some reason, everyone's okay with it.
Okay, so I read... Because they recently released Cinematic, which, like, kind of works. I think I was running into some bugs and was running slow, but it reminded me how much I loved Hipstamatic. So I downloaded Hipstamatic. I've already got like $6
out
of my bank.
They updated it for like iOS 7 and they made it pretty cool, right?
Wait, so what does it do?
It's a super like...
It makes it look like you didn't take your pictures on this $800 device.
Yeah, okay, so it's a super skeuomorphic camera app.
Okay.
And they've designed these like camera cases. Oh, wow. You can see like this is the viewfinder. You can order prints from them, like physical prints as well.
Oh, I thought that was just their cute way of saying saved a camera roll. I didn't know they did physical prints.
So
that's cool.
So you can, like, choose flashes. Okay, the really killer...
Yeah, the downside of skeuomorphism where you actually cannot tell what the heck they're talking about.
The really killer thing is that they've got these beautiful lenses, and you can just choose, like, choose this kick-ass lens.
How can you tell what the effect of the lens is going to be?
You can't. That's the beauty of it. That's the, quote, beauty.
Do you have to pay for it first before you actually find out?
Yes. Wait. Actually, so they have some sample photos. The app is $1.99. I think it might still be $1.99.
It's already off.
And let me get this straight. You have to pay for the app. And then you have to buy digital film.
I bought all of them.
On which to take your pictures.
Yeah.
Which are stored pictures, we on your phone.
Hey, well, I mean, look how cool these films look. They're awesome.
You can buy different...
That one says Gangster Squad?
Yeah, it does these circular shoots, so it just has a circular
mask.
Ooh,
that's like a hand-drawn lion. God, this is weird.
The designer for this is amazing.
Yeah, that's
This reminds me of like that skee-ball app.
It was the Icon Factory guys.
Yes.
And Louis Mantia and stuff.
Right, yeah, that was really cool. And you would you could earn points and like buy different colored balls. I don't think you could buy them with real money though.
It
had tickets and like the tickets get stuck.
Oh, it was
and, like,
so skeuomorphic and fantastic. Oh man.
It made me so happy.
Have you guys heard of 1 Hour Photo?
No.
So it's similar to that. It's an app where you take a photo and you can't see the photo that you took until an hour later.
Painful.
It's kind of cool.
I understand the trend of let's jam incredible technology and make you pay to get crappy technology. You know, I can't say I can wrap my head around that.
It takes us back to a simpler time, Ryan.
Where we didn't have to pay for it.
So I think there's something compelling here in that, you know, we take photos frivolously. We take as many photos as we want, and there's nothing like special about each of those photos. Yep. What if you're limited to the number of photos? What if you can't see that photo for several hours later? Mm-hmm. It starts to make each of those photos a little bit more special and interesting. Yeah. Maybe.
What was that thing where actually that whole concept is something that I heard some interesting stuff about from the Snapchat guys. Oh. Evan talked a lot about how like photos are now, you know, photos went from being an art form to being communicative.
Yep.
And some apps pretend that's not the case. But, you know, when photos are so, you know, you aren't going to run out of film. You aren't going to, you know, need to find a dark room. Like, when photos are that easy, which they obviously are, they're not art in the sense that they used to be. They're communicative. And when we're turning them into an emoji, that's kind of the, like, ultimate state of that. But, I don't know. I think that's an interesting way to think about it.
But but it's certainly possible to have them be more of an art form. Also.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's like, I mean, that's what Instagram tries to do.
Right, exactly.
I'm so hip. With the youth.
What do you, right now, what do you use to communicate primarily on mobile?
Facebook Messenger, iMessage.
Honestly,
email.
I just randomly switch between Facebook Messenger and iMessage.
Yeah.
Really. Like, I just have, like, my main home screen is, I honestly don't have that many apps.
I'm really looking forward to, you know, the iOS 8 Yosemite feature of being able to access text messages on your computer.
It works.
I'm not willing to use iOS 8 and Yosemite.
I'm stupid enough to put them both on my main devices.
Yep, exactly.
And also poor enough to not have
You've
multiple
done
devices.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do the multiple part.
So what's cool is that your phone will be in your pocket and your Mac will ring when you're getting a phone call.
Right.
And because it's beta, every time you hit answer, it just hangs up, which is really depressing. So I've trained myself to not actually use it.
That sounds like a feature to me.
Cool.
I don't like talking to the phone ever.
Yeah. But basically, yeah. It took me a while. I never was into Instagram until recently. Yeah. Like
you were into Instagram a year ago.
No, but everyone was into Instagram like a long time ago. I just got into Instagram like a year ago. Everyone's been on it for like ever. I feel so unhip.
Instagram is one of the few apps that has stuck with me for several years.
I'm just still like, I love the fact that they're keeping with their style and not updating their icon for iOS 7, except I don't. It really bothers me. I mean, please just change it. Like, I like the sentiment.
I like this one. I have a jailbreak theme.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was trying to show you. All these icons are
different. Oh, no, I know those are different.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by the fact that, like, Instagram is a primary social network for kids, like my younger brother and just other, you know, kids that age, like 12, 13. Like, they don't have Facebook accounts. They don't use Twitter. Instagram is their social network, and it's just so fascinating.
Does your little brother have a Snapchat?
Definitely they'll use Snapchat, but like time on Instagram.
Conversations in comments, and you take a picture of something, it's like you want to go see a movie night in the comments. It's totally random.
And there's a lot of like posting of like memes and like other people's pictures and like text things that are like pictures. It is a combination of what you were talking about earlier about the communicative use of photos and
Do you see a lot of, let's say, younger people creating images and photos using other third-party services and putting them on Instagram to feel special and different? So what I mean by that is, earlier today, I've been playing with a new Mindy beta, which is amazing. You guys are going to love it. And actually, I'll send you a link later after this.
Sure.
And I also have been playing with 2B Camera. Do you know 2B Camera?
No.
Mm-hmm. So it's a photo app where you can effectively, you know, we were talking about earlier emoji and how hard it is to like cut out like around the heads and stuff.
Right.
It's sort of like the magic wand effect, and I can shoot in
cutting
the air.
Cutting off people's heads is hard.
Yes, it's hard work. There's no cutting off of heads in this.
It's hard.
But 2B Camera, you take a photo, and then you can tap different areas, and it creates like that magic wand effect and overlays an image. Usually it's a GIF, like something really weird. Could be like a pattern or something.
Okay.
And so anyway, to bring it back, I took that photo, which was actually an image, you can, or video, you can turn it into video. Hmm. I put it into Mindy, so I had some background music, and then I put that on Instagram. So I use these three different media creation tools to post to Instagram, and I feel pretty cool because who else has this radical looking, like, I can't even describe it. I've also seen... link to it. Cool. Well, thanks for coming on, guys.
Yeah.
This is fun. Glad you're in town.
Glad you're in town, even though you live here. I can still be glad. Let me be glad.
I know. Well, you're in town for what, Ryan, like 3 or 4 more days?
I'm moving here.
Yeah. You are?
I got to find a place, but I'm moving here.
Good luck with that, yeah.
Yeah, the whole paying rent thing without selling my soul thing seems to be where the problem is.
Yeah, no, you got
to
sell your soul. Sorry. Yeah. We all did it. It's part of the thing.
Said the guy who lives in the Tenderloin and like...
yeah. Hey, you know, it's not too bad.
Yeah, this place is great. No, this is awesome. This is sweet.
Yeah. Cool. This... Anything you guys want to mention?
Finish?
Workflow?
Yeah, alright, let's do our little like pandering. Shall we pander?
Of course.
Let us pander.
I'll give you
we will
10
begin
seconds.
Pandering.
I won't cut it out, I swear.
I don't believe you. So Finish, as mentioned, to-do list for procrastinators, really, really aimed at high school students. We're about to see a big spike with back to school. Go check it out. It works because we split your stuff into short, mid, and long term time frames. You add stuff just based on the due date. It's auto placed in one of those time frames, and then it slides up, and you get.
And then it does
cool...
your work for you, right?
Yeah,
it's like magic.
And then it actually hires. It calls me, and I come and do your stuff, and then I leave. It's great.
Yeah,
it's
Ryan does your homework. You
Ryan does
first.
Your homework.
You get what you pay for. I'll just
yeah,
say that.
You get what you pay for. Wait, yeah. What? But yeah, won the Apple Design Award last year, and it's a pretty slick thing. It's a pretty slick thing, and it's purple. Cool. So if you don't like purple, we got a problem.
If you like purple apps.
I have purple shoes,
yeah.
Purple's
my thing.
Purple shirts.
Don't start with... Purple's my thing, okay?
Purple is Ryan's
color. Purple's my thing. Yeah. I did it... Well, we made Finish purple when I didn't know it was really bad for colorblindness, and we stuck with it, and honestly, of all
you
the...
You have an accessibility mode now, though, right? You don't.
Look, here's the thing. Out of all the insanely random complaint emails we've gotten, like... We've gotten some crazy things people have complained about. No one has ever complained about colorblindness.
Hmm.
Oh, well then it's
right afterwards, everyone's like, you know purple's bad for colorblindness. I'm like, one, I don't know that. Two, crap. And of all the complaint emails we got, none of them have ever been about
that. But, I mean, the colorblindness would be like them mistaking it for another color, right?
Well, it's that if you have lots of different shades
right.
of purple, like for different controls.
Oh, I see.
You know, that kind of thing.
Sort of blend in.
But we're mostly purple, white, and gray. So
yeah, I feel like they're.
In terms
really
of contrast,
issues.
It's not really an issue. Yeah.
Right, right.
But yeah. And iOS 8 didn't break it.
Yet.
Otherwise, you'd be working right now.
Yeah, otherwise, I'd be like freaking out right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're working on workflow, and it's going to be pretty cool. It's sort of like right now, it's sort of like a power user tool. Like I said, you like actually assemble your own apps that like are literally their own apps on the home screen that do different things automatically for you. I'm bad at explaining it, but you know, check it out when it launches. It'll be like a month or a month and a half or 2 months.
It's like Launch Center on steroids, on steroids, on steroids, and pretty and with cool animations.
And thank with you, like Ryan. Automator and like if this and that.
If this and that.
Yeah,
so
it's just everything.
Honestly,
so all the
as
apps
much
combined.
As I want to like if this and that, I don't know if I'll ever be able to get over the name.
It's so difficult to
it's
say.
It's so hard.
Well, I think you're supposed to say ift.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe, and people are supposed to know what you mean?
Only
like,
people
you can say it.
There's three T's in a row. It is kind of difficult.
That's not a thing in English.
It's not pronounceable.
That's not a thing.
Go
want a beer?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm working on CRM, obviously, different market, but if you're working with sales reps that need something a lot easier to use than Salesforce and a lot more appealing, well, you can check out Sales Mesh. So I've been working on a redesign, actually, so that'll come out soon, and it'll be really exciting.
It's super pretty.
It's such a good name.
Sales Mesh?
Yeah.
It's good. After dealing with such bad names,
it used to be
like,
called something else.
Really good.
Yeah, so check it out. Check out the redesign when that launches around September. That'll be quite exciting.
Sweet. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Congrats again on YC.
Thanks.